186,000. A little girl who doesn't have a jaw. 186,000. Women and children in a UN school that were shot at close range, their bodies piled up on a top of each other, and all of the men had been kidnapped and taken as hostages. 186,000. A little girl whose body was just ribbons hanging off of a building. 186,000 newborns, preemies, who Israel forced to no longer have any electricity. They took it all from the hospital. The staff and their families were trying to keep them alive using cell phone lights because newborn babies are such a threat to Israel. And Israel at gunpoint made all of them leave, promised the Red Cross that they would give them access to those babies to take them. A few weeks later, when everyone was allowed to return back to that hospital, the babies had maggots growing out of them. 186,000 children who have been starved to death by Israel, by the Israeli government, by Israelis who have not only stood in front of humanitarian aid trucks, but have attacked those aid trucks. 186,000. A father who stood on top of the rubble saying, "I'm looking for my four children. They're underneath me. I'm looking for my four children." A mother who went to go get food for her family and she came back. She's the only one left. 186,000. A little boy, an 8-year-old boy, who watched his father melt in a tent. A man who held his 1.5-year-old boy without a head. A little girl who I saw was just a head, just a head. A little boy who half of his face flapped forward and you could just see his brain. 186,000 men, women, and children who were displaced from their home by Israel. They were wounded. They were living in tents outside of a hospital. And then Israeli tanks ran them over. And all you could see, all that we saw, were just legs and bones. A grandmother holding a white flag crossing the street with 100 other civilians holding white flags. And then the IOF terrorists shot her, shot the grandmother, while they see that she's holding the hand of a little child. 186,000, Ashifa Hospital, mass graves found with children, with men, with women whose hands were zip tied behind their backs, who were shot, executed close range style, who were buried alive and suffocated to death, and who still had catheters sticking out of their corpses. 186,000.